here laying the foundation for escalated blessing. We define what the blessing was. We look at the life of Jacob and his appetite and desire for the blessing from the womb until he died. How he was pursuing the blessing. And we went ahead to say some of the things that the blessings can do for you when a man is blessed. When the blessing is the life of person, what the blessing does for the person. And I concluded that day by speaking about three blessings you must never mix in your life. Those blessings should ever be in your life. Yesterday we were here at the early morning program talking about arising and shining. And we said when we arise, men, kings will come to our rising. And what will prevent us from rising is darkness. And we handle some things concerning darkness so that we can arise and men will come to our rising. We were here in the evening yesterday again looking at the prophetic blessing. And the prophetic blessing being a declaration by a spiritual authority over a man's life. And we went to Genesis 49 and we look at Jacob and his prophetic blessings over his children, and everything he decreed over the children, all of them came to pass. We started by looking at Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. Instead of blessing, they had curses, and we handled some things there. And we now went to the blessings of Judah. And then we prayed the blessing of Judah, remembering that our master, our savior, Jesus, is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the blessings inherent in his lineage belong to us also. We have the same DNA with him. And the blessings that are his are our blessings also. Today, I want us to look at escalated blessing. There's somebody in the Bible whose life is a definition of escalated blessing. From the time he was born until the time he died, every encounter were encounters of blessing. And remember we read Ephesians 1:3. We say, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. If you want to see a man that embodied every blessing that you must desire, you have to look at a man called Joseph. I will just, because of our time and it's Sunday, I'll just be picking some points fast, and as the Lord leads us, we pray. Genesis 37. I read from verse 1. Please, you help me and be fast today. Jacob lived in the land of his father's sojourning, in the land of Canaan. I want to assume that it's a Baptist church, and I believe from some Bimro ambassador GA would have learned the story of Joseph. That is my assumption. So that I can run and jump something. Is that assumption right? If it is right, say amen. Let me hear you. I pastor a youth church. We make noise. When everywhere is silence, I feel somehow. You know, sometimes you see me preaching, I look at you somehow. Why are my people not shouting? I remember that, okay, I'll be facing this side. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so Jacob lived in the land of a father's sojourning, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph. Ma, sir, did you see anything there? If you read about genealogy in the Bible, for everyone that is introduced after a genealogy, you see, and Abraham begat Isaac. The genealogy is known by the firstborn. But when it comes to this generation of Jacob, who was the firstborn of Jacob? Who was the firstborn of Jacob? Anybody that said Joseph, maybe they were here or they were not here. It depends on what they are speaking about. These are the generations of Jacob. Who? I can't hear. Look at the screen. Who? These are the generation of Jacob. Who? Joseph. That looks like an anomaly. The generations of Jacob is supposed to be Reuben. Wherever genealogy are followed is the firstborn that is mentioned. But when it came to the family of Joseph, Jacob, it was Joseph that was mentioned first. The first blessing that Joseph enjoyed was the blessing of choice. He was the chosen one in the family, even though he was the 11th person. It doesn't matter when you came. Let me share this. It doesn't matter your number in the family. You are the chosen one of God. Can I hear you say amen? Yeah. I had a mentor, my Sunday school leader at that time, who always tell me, we were 10, I was number 8. Nobody considered me. But today, I am the greatest in the family. That is the power of choice. Joseph was 11th. There he was again, the dead boy. Number 11 that came and became first. The blessing of Joseph was a blessing of choice. So it doesn't matter how far, how soon, whatever. It doesn't matter what man uses to judge. When God says you are his choice, you are his choice. Lift your right hand and say, I enjoy the blessing of choice. Say, in the name of Jesus, say, everywhere I go, say, I am the right choice. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. The blessing of choice. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sometime 2012, when our church was just 3 years old, we came to church on a Wednesday. I was very tired coming from work. As I sat down at the back, I was doing a little prayer. Very tired. My brother was leading prayer and asked anybody that wants a 48-hour miracle to come out. So after they all came out, he called me from the back and said, Pastor, come and pray for them. So, you know, this brother said, you don't know, I'm tired. The kind of work I thought. So I came, lay hands on them and said, in the next 48 hours, may the Lord, 3 people. One got a job in the ministry. One got a job in the private sector by the next Sunday. Now, the one that got a job in the ministry, there was supposed to be a foreign travel in the ministry. 3 months into the job. And then I was in church one day, and at that time, they know me for Fanta. I drink Fanta every service. So while I was drinking the Fanta, she came and rushed me and took the Fanta and ran away. What is wrong with these members now? After preaching, they will not allow me to enjoy my Fanta in peace. And then she went and came back 3 weeks later and said, Pastor, do you know why I took the Fanta? He said, when I entered the office, I was told there will be a foreign training. I know I have not been confirmed. I know I am new in the office. There is no how they will put my name in the foreign training. I was praying and the Lord said, take something from your pastor. And that was why I took the Fanta from you. Pastor, receive the letter. I am going to the U.S. tomorrow for a training. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you came. You are the choosing of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand and say, I am choosing.
I am choosing.
Say, by the blessing.
By the blessings.
The first blessing of Joseph was he was a choice. I tell people, it doesn't matter how I dress, how I come, I will be choosing. And if I am not choosing, it is not the best. If it is the best, I will be the choice. Hello, did you hear me? If you have been disappointed, it is because it is not the best. If you are the best, by the blessing of Joseph, you are the choice. Hello, are you here? If the thing was the best possible, it is for a child of God. Can you say amen? Let me hear you.
Amen.
Let's jump down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Let's read verse 3. This is generation of Jacob, Joseph. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his own. The second blessing. Because many of us, when we see blessings, we don't understand it. And that's why I need to take you through the life of Joseph and show you one after the other. The blessing of love. If you have never been disappointed and loved before, you will not understand this. There were men that have gone ahead of him. There were senior brothers. Remember, the father had 2 wives. His own mother was dead. And there were other 2 concubines. And they were all struggling for the affection of their father. But without doing anything, from the day the mother conceived and the father knew that Joseph was coming, Joseph started showering love upon him. Sir, let me tell you this. No matter where you are now, I want you to know that God loves you. You are a Christian, you have the blessing of God's love. Are you here? Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
You have the blessing of God's love, and God's love is greater than the love of your father, the love of your mother. Your mother might say you are a mistake, but in God's register, you are not a mistake. You are the beloved of the Lord. And did you notice that people that they give birth to and they call them mistake, they are the missiles of their family? It doesn't matter if they love you now or not. You are loved of the Lord. Lift your eyes and say, I am beloved.
I am beloved. I am the beloved.
Say, I am the beloved of the Lord. Say that. Let me say, I'm the beloved of the Lord. Say, I attract favor. I attract good things. Anything the lover attracts, say, I attract them into my life. The blessing of love, I attract into my life. I am the beloved of the Lord. Make your declaration. Make your declaration. Make your declaration.
I am the beloved of the Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 5, jump to verse 5. Another blessing he enjoyed that you must enjoy. Verse 5, you must enjoy it. Verse 5, sir. Oh. Read with me. Now Joseph had a dream. And when he told his brothers, they hated him even more. He enjoyed the blessing of revelation. God showed him his future. God showed him his destiny. In fact, he got to a time where they said the sun and the moon bowed down to him. And the father called him and he said, do you mean my mother, me and your mother will bow down to you? But at that time, the mother was dead. Could that be interpretation of that dream when the mother was dead? Let's not go there. Verse 5. He had revelation. Sir, man, does God give you advance information before things happen? Ah. That is why when you are growing up, you either become a witch or a prayer warrior. I am telling you. When you are getting to 50, 55, your children are grown up, your parents are old, you are also at the height of things, there are many pressure anyhow. If you don't know how to pray, you will divert and move into what is not. The Lord should be able to give you revelations of things happening to your children, even though they are in the U.S. I was growing up one day, in those days when we used to travel, and I was driving with my wife. We didn't have any children at that time. In fact, we waited for 4 years before we had our first child. And while we were going, running, there were two cars in front of me. And when they overtake, they do the hand like this. I follow, we overtake. And then one overtook and did the hand like this, and I followed. When I followed, on the right side was the trailer I was overtaking. At the left was a ditch. In front of me was a trailer. And I could not meander. So I lifted my leg from the throttle and lifted my hands from the steering. My wife shouted Jesus, and then the car turned. Immediately after the trailer, the car turned and went into the bush. And we look at ourselves. So the engine did not go off. I just reversed the car and move out. When I got home, my mom was at the door. Say, what happened on the road? What happened? May the Lord give us praying mothers. Before anything happened, there was a revelation. There was a revelation. And my mother was praying. There was nothing that was going to deliver us from that accident apart from a mother's prayer. Divine revelation. Sir, ma, don't look down on the revelation of your children. Don't look down on the dreams and the vision of your children. That is a source of the blessing of your family. Yesterday morning we prayed that God will open our eyes and take away every spiritual blindness from us. Hagar was hungry, thirsty, with a son. There was a well around. She could not see it until an angel appeared and showed him. There are wealth around, there are opportunities around. Many can't see it until the Lord gives you divine revelation. I pray for everyone here. Because you are in this service today, may the Lord open your eyes.
Amen.
I didn't hear. May the Lord open your eyes.
Amen.
May the Lord open your eyes.
Amen.
May the Lord open your eyes.
Amen.
Receive the blessings of revelation. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jump to verse 15. The blessings that he enjoyed. I remember a day we were going to church. During prayer and fasting, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we were going to church. I was chatting with my wife as we were about to get to a junction. I discovered that she stopped talking to me and started blowing in tongues. She started praying. 1 minute after I started praying in tongues, a man came from the other junction rush into us. He missed us like whiskers. Why? Before it happened, the Lord spoke to my wife and she started praying. Many of you have been giving revelation, but you have abandoned it. You know what Yoruba people say? Alago. How do I interpret this? Dreams can be stupid. That thing you call stupidity is what will deliver you. Hello, are we here? I command a rain of revelation over everybody here.
Amen.
May your eyes be open.
Amen.
May your eyes be open.
Amen.
May your eyes be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:16-18 talks about the heart of our understanding being enlightened, so that we may have revelation of God's wisdom. The blessing of revelation. Verse 15. The father sent him somewhere to go and look for his brothers. And he had the blessing of direction. The blessing of direction. I worked in the bank for 9 years. I've been working in my present organization for 14 years. When I was about to leave the bank, it was revelation. I've shared the testimony many times. The Lord opened my eyes, said, pray 21 days, and gave me the date I was supposed to resign. I wrote the letter of resignation. I put the date on it. A day before that date, God gave me a new job. I left the bank 1 week after tsunami of Sanusi came and cleared my friends from the bank. But before it happened, he gave me a revelation and gave me a new job before then. Will you not like to enjoy that kind of Christianity? Must you always go through the challenge? Must we always learn from your struggles? Revelation. It is a blessing that God makes available for his people. The Lord will begin to give you advanced knowledge and advanced information.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hand and let's pray. Say, Father, I am your son.
Father, I am
say, I am
son.
Not an illegitimate child.
I am not
Lord, give me advanced information.
Lord, give me advanced
knowledge. Advanced information.
Advanced
knowledge. Advanced knowledge.
In the name of
Jesus. Advanced information. In Jesus.
In the name of
mighty name. We have prayed.
Amen.
So the father sent him to go look for the brothers. And he was meandering, wandering about. So a man found him wandering in the field. And the man asked him, what are you seeking? I am seeking for my brothers, he said. Tell me, please, where they are pasturing the flock. And the man said, they have gone away. For I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. May the Lord give you direction.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. I mean, say, may the Lord give you direction.
Amen.
May the Lord raise helpers that will direct you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Wherever your children are, may they not lack direction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There is a blessing of direction. I just shared my testimony about how I left my job in the bank after 9 years. There is a blessing of direction. I pray for everyone here. You will not lack divine guidance.
Amen.
You will not lack divine direction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You can see how his blessings are escalating. 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 And they arrested him. They took him and dropped him into the pits. Verse 20 and 22. He had the blessings of deliverance from evil. Deliverance from evil. He said, now, come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we will say that a fierce animal has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dream. Verse 21. Okay, 22. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hand to restore him with his father. Are we here? They wanted to kill him, but Reuben, by his word, delivered them. I had a close friend. In fact, he was the one that laid hands on me and I received the baptism of Holy Spirit. When we got to the university, I went to uni like he was in the Unilorin. When he got to the Unilorin, he backslided and started drinking all about and whatever. And then one day he came home in Ogbomoso and met a friend that he has seen last like 10 years ago. And while they were drinking, the friend told him that, if you come to Lagos, I've not spent anything here for you, Mosho, if you come to Lagos. So he left Unilorin and went to Lagos to drink. When he got to his cousin's house in Lagos, he didn't tell him, because they were all Christians. And most, he don't know, is backslidden. So he left without telling anybody and went to see the guy. And they went to drink. They drank and he slept off. When he slept off, he discovered he was chained down in the room with a malam on the mat, chanting with a cutlass, with knives. You know, knives as if you are a butcher, people that kill meat. The man arrayed it in front of him and started chanting. And so he started. You know, there are something that happened to you that will clear alcohol away in seconds. The thing cleared. Struggling. And then he remembered that he used to speak in tongues. So he now started. The man was chanting. He was also chanting in tongues. The man screamed, "Fire! Fire! Fire! This place is hot! Fire! Fire!" The man rushed out and went to call the people that brought him. "Come and take him away. Don't bring this kind of person here again." He did not deserve God's mercy. He backslided. He left him there at the right time. He remembered that the prodigal son, where he was coming from. And God still delivered him. I am the one that said he does not believe, he does not deserve the deliverance. But I don't matter in the matter. God is the one that matters. And God said he deserved deliverance. Hello, are you here? The blessings of God upon you. Many times people think you don't deserve it, but he still gives you the blessing anyhow. All for you and your children. May the Lord deliver you from every form of evil. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and let's pray. Whatever evil that the devil has planned against my house, say, "I am delivered from the evil." In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Any evil planned by the devil against his church, against his ministry, I am delivered. We are praying.
Amen.
Verse 26 to 27. Oh, my time. 26 to 27. Then Judah said to his brother, "What profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers listened to him. He enjoyed compassion and mercy from the people that hated him. He enjoyed compassion and mercy. Stretch forth your hand and let me pray for you. Your family and you, wherever they are, may they enjoy blessing and compassion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you ask me my favorite prayer, I pray it every day. I pray it at any time. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. I once counseled a woman, and while counseling her, I said, "We are going to pray for mercy." Say, "Father, Pastor, but I'm not the one in at fault, huh? I'm not the one that did the thing wrong." They both, the one that did wrong and the one that did not do wrong, they both need mercy. Wake up in the morning and ask for mercy. Go to your office, ask for mercy. Get into your car, ask for mercy. When you are going anywhere, be asking for mercy. Mercy is a blessing. You are a son, it is your blessing.
Yes,
are we here? Yes, I pray for you. May mercy begin to speak for everybody.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So Joseph enjoyed the blessings of mercy. Genesis 39. Let's jump. Genesis 39, 1 to 2. And Joseph got to Potiphar's house. And one of my favorite things about Joseph is written here in verse 1 and 2. Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had brought him from the Ishmaelite who had brought him down there. Verse 2 continues, please. That's what I love most about Joseph. Read with me. Let's read. And The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of an Egyptian. When we say a slave is successful, is it that he had money in the bank? We need to define what success is. Was he making money and the God was keeping for him? But let me talk about what I love there. And the Lord was with him. And the Lord, can I tell you this? You are a child of God. You have the blessings of God's presence, whether you feel it or you don't feel it. The great miracles in my ministry has happened when I had no feeling. There was no changing. There was no movement. There was no tangible anointing on me. We just finished a conference in church almost 10 days ago, Supernatural Dominion. While we're having the conference, the first day, the third session in the evening, my father in the Lord, Reverend Kitola, came to preach. And while he finished preaching, there was enough time. So I came and I was teaching about treading, stepping. Wheresoever the four of your feet shall tread, I give for your possession. So I was leading the church to pray on treading for dominion. Wherever we step on is for our dominion. So we prayed that prayer. For almost 45 minutes, I was leading the prayer. And then after the service, one of my daughters on the camera came to meet me. I said, Daddy, I said, what is it? He said, I had a colleague in school, in the hostel. And the colleague was crying. And I asked her, why are you crying? And he said, my father called me and said, when you might not come back and meet me. If you do not meet me, take care of yourself. The Lord will provide for yourself, for you. So the girl was crying and asked the father, what was it? The father said he stepped on one juju or whatever, stepped on something, and the leg was swollen, and the father cannot sleep again. And in that meeting, I called people out to minister for people that have treaded on things. So she told me that, I said, Pastor, what should we do? I said, call the girl to come. So on Monday, in the evening service, after the service, the girl came. And the girl came, and I prayed for her. And I told the girl about the blessing of the dominion. I don't need to be where your father is for this to happen. I prayed, I lay hand on her head. I anointed her feet. And I said, whatever is troubling your father, let it leave your father now. And then it was Monday. I had just preached for like 1.5 hours. When she came, I had lost almost every virtue. I was tired when I prayed for her. Guess what happened? Wednesday, they came. You know, when you see guests very happy, waiting. I was comfortable waiting. They were jumping up. And then they came to meet me. Say, what is it? What happened, you guys? He said, Daddy called and said, this morning as she awoke, a fishbone and some things came out of a leg. How can a fishbone come out of a leg? It came out. Daddy is walking about everywhere now. Hello, I mean, yeah. The Lord delivers from evil. Therefore, I pray for you. Any arrow of the enemy in your body, let them go back to center now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is everywhere. We can decree His word here, and it will work for you in Kutu Wenji. It doesn't matter where you come from. He sent forth His word, and His word healed them and delivered them from that destruction. The centurion said, you don't need to come, send your word. You don't need to come, send your word. But this generation want to be touched. They don't want the word sent. But today, I send the word to your family house. Wherever you are headbound, you are released now by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The presence of God was with him. And it was a blessing. Let's read 3 and 4 and I jump. Let me pause it here. 3 and 4. Jump to verse 3 and 4. Can we all read together? Now, Genesis 39, 3 and 4. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord had caused all that he did to succeed. I look at some Christians sometimes and say, are you a Christian? You are working in a company and everything collapses. Nothing seems to be working in your hands. Who do you look like? all the patriarch of faith, things succeeded in their hands. Christians are taking advantage. Somebody recruited you in the same church. They ruin the business of a person and they fight the person. But for Joseph, everything succeeded in his hands. We have the blessing of whatever we do, it shall prosper. That's our blessing. Lift your two hands up. Can you speak to your hands? Say, these hands,
shall prosper.
Say, these hands. Shall prevail. Say,
these hands
shall be successful. Say,
these hands
shall not be weak.
These hands
shall not be conquered.
These hands
shall not beg.
These
hands shall not borrow.
These
hands shall prosper. Open your mouth and pray for yourself.
These
hands shall prosper. These hands shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Verse 4 speaks about something that he had favor. Verse 4 speaks about the fact that he had favor with his boss. And Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him. Almost all my life, everywhere I've walked, the people they call the most notorious people you must not walk with, they are the people that God sent me to work with. And you know what? I have discovered that don't believe any man until you meet men yourself.
Yes, sir.
I tell you. Some of you have entered in trouble because somebody told you about the man that is not, and they transfer you there, and you started behaving according to the news you heard. Me, I've always enjoyed favor. No matter, even if it's the devil, he will favor me before he knows I'm a pastor. Do you understand that? I carry favor for her, though. Are you here? I pray for everyone here. Wherever you walk, may the blessing of God's favor be upon your walk.
Amen.
May the blessing of God's favor be upon your walk.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's jump. You can see, I can go on and on. I have almost 13 blessings of Joseph here. Moving, escalating for 1 point. But you know what shocked me most was when the father was blessing them. The father blessed him with 12 blessings. Some only had one, some had nothing. The father gave him 12 blessings in Genesis 49. In Deuteronomy 33, when Moses was blessing Israel, okay, Moses gave Joseph and his tribe another 12 blessings. All these things came out of the father's love for him. Because of our time, can you stretch forth your hand and let me bless you? Wherever you go from today, you shall be known as the blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever happens, the blessing terminates and resolves and reveres whatever happened against your destiny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you go, you shall be known as the one that the Lord has favored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of Joseph was the blessing of fruitfulness. He exceeded. The land was too small for him because he expanded everywhere. Wherever you go, the anointing for expansion, let it be upon your head.
Amen.
Let it be upon your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis 49. Read from verse 22. Let's read that blessing. 22. In them all. I have 5 more minutes to leave here. 22. When it is 5 minutes, come and take my part, so that I will leave here. Can we read together? Joseph. Is it fruitful? That thing, whenever I want to read it in church, I ask them to read it. Because B-O-U-G-H, I don't know how to pronounce it, whether it's boo or bo or bow or whatever. But that one you thought it is, say it. Hello. I say that because I can see most of you too serious, so I need to crack a joke. Can we go? Joseph is a fruitful pile. A fruitful pile by his spring.
His branches run over the world.
Number one, he is fruitful. Number two, he is fruitful by his spring. Number three, his branches runs over the wall. He cannot be contained. The more you expand the church, the more people come. Why? It is Joseph. It is Joseph. The more you increase the number of shop, the more people are requesting for more. When are you opening a Asaba branch? Are you not coming to Kano? Why? He is Joseph. That is who you are. His branches moves over the wall. Over the wall. Over the wall. Over the wall. We came back from, because of our time, let me go. Verse 23. The archers bitterly attacked him, shot at him, and harassed him. See, in case you are here and you are saying, why is everybody against me? Because you are Joseph and you are blessed. If the mango is not ripe, nobody throws stones at it.
Yes, sir.
That you are being attacked is an indication of a blessing. Therefore, I pray for you, any archer of polygamous witchcraft, any archer from your father's house, any archer from your background that is shooting after you, let the fire of the Lord consume them.
Amen.
Let the fire of the Lord consume them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please continue with me. Continue. Yet his bow remained unmoved. By his arms were made agile by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. Ah, my hands are agile. My hands can perform great wonders. My hands can do great and mighty things. You can transfer me to any office. I will perform there. I will be the best. My hands are harder. They can rise up against me. But I will prevail at the end. My hands are harder. My hands are harder. My hands are harder. My hands are harder. By the mighty one. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. By the God of our fathers, who will do what? Who help me? That's like a 6 or 7 blessing. By the help of our father, who will help? How will you have this kind of blessing and not succeed? And I remember telling you on Friday, wake up in the morning and bless your children. The blessing will wait for them in the future. But we have people who say, oh Lord, she did it. Oh Lord, she stand up, stand up. Early in the morning. And in your old days, you are waiting for Oloshi to come and help you. Wake your children up with a blessing. Wake them up with this blessing. It doesn't matter if they are dollars. You will see. They will spring for who? I had a member in my church who used to say, when they go check result, all the pass, the mother will look from beneath. She's always like the fourth to the last. By the time she was graduating from university, she has given her life to Christ. She was the best in her class. That was the person they checked from beneath in secondary school. She was the best in the university. Why? The mother was speaking. We are here in church. People even can't speak in church. Is it home they will speak? They can't even confess. They can't declare the blessings. The blessing is not a wish. The blessing is declared. Are you here? Helped by the Lord. As I leave this place, I commit you to the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
May he arise and help you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the blessing escalate in every area of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you leave this service, your experience shall be blessing upon blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even your enemies will know that you are blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your friends will know that you are blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You and your family will know you are blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blessing, let there be a turnaround in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever your blessings are hanging, let there be a shaking and a release for you.
Amen.
Let there be a shaking and a release for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord overturn and overturn. We prayed this morning. May he overturn, 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 and release your blessing on you.
Amen.
We give you all the glory.
Amen.
We give you all the honor.
Amen.
If you have been blessed, can you make a joyful noise to the Lord?
Hallelujah.